The meaning of Easter. Three examples from Jesus. The paralyzed man. Jesus had come back to his own town of Capernaum after teaching in other towns, and a crowd had assembled at the house where he was teaching. There were teachers of religious law, scribes and Pharisees, present among the people who came to listen to Jesus. Some men brought a man who was paralyzed to Jesus, but couldn't get near the house because of the crowd of people. They brought him up to the roof of that house and lowered him down on his mat to Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, your sins are forgiven." The scripture says that though the scribes and the Pharisees kept it to themselves, Jesus was aware that they were asking themselves, "Why does this man talk this way? He is speaking as if he were God. He is committing blasphemy. God is the only one who can forgive sins." Jesus said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your mat, and walk?' So that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the man who was paralyzed, "I tell you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home." And while they all watched, the man got up, picked up his mat, and went outside in sight of everyone. The people were completely amazed and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." This reading came from the New Testament, the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, and Luke, chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. The meaning of Easter. Three examples from Jesus. Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. A friend of Jesus named Lazarus was sick and about to die. The sisters of Lazarus, Martha and Mary, sent word to Jesus to come and heal him. But he stayed where he was 2 more days, saying to his disciples, "The final result of this sickness will not be the death of Lazarus." This happened in order to bring glory to God, and it will be the means by which the Son of God will receive glory. All could believe that God sent his Son Jesus and gave him authority over death. Jesus told his disciples he was going to Judea because Lazarus had fallen asleep, and he was going to wake him. The disciples reminded Jesus that the people in that area wanted to stone him, and if Lazarus was just sleeping, he would wake up. So Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, but for your sake I am glad that I was not with him, so that you will believe." Lazarus had been buried 4 days when Jesus had arrived, and many Judeans had come to comfort Martha and Mary. When Martha heard that Jesus was there, she went out to meet him, while Mary remained in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask him for." "Your brother will rise to life," Jesus told her. "I know," she replied, "that he will rise to life on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she answered. "I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Then Martha went back and told Mary that Jesus was asking for her. She hurried to meet him, and the people who were there followed her. She met Jesus with the same words If you had been here, my brother would not have died. And the people that follow her echoed the same words. Scripture says, when he saw her crying and heard what she said, he wept too. But the scripture also says that he was troubled in spirit because of their unbelief. Jesus asked where Lazarus was buried, and had them remove the large stone covering the cave. Martha told Jesus that there would be a bad odor because Lazarus had been buried 4 days ago. Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" Then Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listened to me. I know that you always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me." After he said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" He came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This reading is found in the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 11, verses 1 through 44. Many people who saw what Jesus had done put their faith in him, and some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. The Pharisees plotted to kill Jesus, and even Lazarus, because they worried that the Roman authorities would take action to destroy the temple and the nation of Israel. This reading is found in the New Testament book of John, chapter 11, verses 45 through 57. The meaning of Easter, three examples from Jesus. The unbelief of the disciple Thomas. Jesus was put to death by crucifixion because he posed a threat to the chief priests and elders of the people. They were worried that Rome would see Jesus as a new popular leader who would start an uprising against their occupation of Israel. This, in turn, could cause the Roman army to destroy not only the temple, but the nation of Israel. A rich man named Joseph of Arimathea came secretly to Pilate, the Roman governor, to beg for the body of Jesus. He had just had a new tomb carved out in large rock for himself that was in the garden near the crucifixion site, and Pilate agreed to let Joseph have the body of Jesus. Joseph, along with another man named Nicodemus, wrapped Jesus in clean linen strips with perfumed oils made from a mixture of myrrh and aloes and laid him in the tomb. On what is now referred to as Easter Sunday, the third day from when Jesus was buried, it was discovered that Jesus had risen from death and left the Roman guarded tomb. He had appeared to two women who came to see the tomb and saw the large rock rolled away from the entrance, and to two disciples walking on a road to a small village 7 miles away from Jerusalem. When Jesus left them, they went back to Jerusalem to tell the other disciples how Jesus had talked and ate with them. By now the other disciples knew that Jesus' body was not in the tomb, and they did not believe the story by the women about Jesus' appearance to them. The scripture says, as yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. They locked themselves in their homes, afraid the Jews would come after them, because they were the disciples of Jesus. While they were talking together, Jesus appeared to them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he opened their minds to the scripture and imparted the Holy Spirit upon them, saying, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." One of the disciples, named Thomas, was not there. And when the other disciples told him what happened, he said, "I will never believe it without seeing and feeling the holes in his hands where they nailed him to the cross, and the wound in his side where the Roman spear pierced his body." A week later, when the disciples were all together, Jesus came and stood before them, saying, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Take your finger and examine my hands. Put your hand into my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said to him, "You became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." This reading is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 19, verses 38 through 42, and chapter 20, verses 1 through 29. It is also found in the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 through 66, and Mark, chapters 15, verses 42 through 47, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 19, and Luke, chapters 23, verses 50 through 56, and chapter 24.